Ziz, again, ziz ha-yotze min ha-koisel. If you have a plank, a piece of wood coming out of the wall, in other words, like a balcony sticking out of the wall, is dal dal dal, the balcony itself is 4x4 tefachim wide, and sticking out of the wall. V'niach olav sulam kolshu, now it's the balcony is coming out of the middle of the wall, and the balcony is higher up, it's not 10 tefachim off the ground, but it's higher up, let's say it's 5 or 6 tefachim off the ground. So you have a ladder from the ground reaching onto the balcony, is v'niach olav sulam kolshu, even though the ladder is very thin, narrow, it's not a wide ladder, it's not 4 tefachim wide, still miyutay. This is called the good miyut. And we say the pshat is, because you can walk up easily onto the balcony. Now, when you're standing on the balcony itself is wide, 4x4 tefachim. Therefore, that's a good makom to stand on. Now, when you're standing on the balcony, to the top of the roof, top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. Therefore, we don't consider you have a complete wall here, 10 tefachim wide, but instead we say that the wall is less than 10 tefachim, because you could be standing on the balcony, and from the balcony to the top is less than 10 tefachim. So the Kiddush is, even though the ladder going up is very narrow, so what? As long as you could walk up to the balcony and stand on the balcony, from there it is wide 4x4. So that's Mamayit. So the Maravolei Amor Nela Diyos Fiolei. If you put the ladder directly, it's leaning on this balcony, on the wood sticking out. Avolei Svei Badei. But if you don't put it directly leaning on the balcony, you put it leaning against the wall. Just from the ladder, you climb up and then you get onto the balcony. That's no good. Is avurche arvich. You're just making it wider, but it's not considered a direct attachment. In other words, here we're saying a svarim that since the ladder is attached, goes up and touches the balcony, it's as if the balcony is straight down to the ground. In other words, you have a straight, direct way to get up to the balcony. So only if the balcony has its own steps, that these steps are like attached to the balcony. But once the ladder doesn't touch the balcony itself, the ladder just goes against the wall, so we don't say as if the balcony has its own steps going down. So we don't see the mukam balcony easy to get there. Like Rashi says. Yidrashi, avruche arvache, leziz, as if the ladder is just leaning against the wall next to the balcony, then we say it's no good. Vlehevi haisula mitacht of darg leziz. Then we don't look as if the ladder climbing up is like steps to get up to the balcony. V'yen kamit, then the balcony itself can't be a mit. Shumuvdo min hakarka harbe. Because the balcony itself is like, it's just planks sticking out of the wall. They're higher up, they're 4 or 5 tefachim off the ground. You can't stop jump up there. So it has to have a ladder getting up there. So if the ladder is attached to the balcony itself, then we consider as if you could get up to the balcony easily. There are steps going up there, and standing on top of the balcony is less than yutzfachim away from the top of the wall, so the wall is not called a mechitza to be mafsik between one chotzer and the next chotzer. If you have the wall that's 19 tefachim high, again, this is pushing a wall in between two chatzerim, and it's a question, can you carry, make an Erev chatzeris from one chatzer into the next chatzer? So since you have a mechitza in between, you can't make one Erev. Now, let's say this wall is 19 tefachim high, and you want to be able to make like memayit, that you could get up to, let's say, 9 tefachim, and then there's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So the nates of tzorach ziz echod latiroi. There's an eitz of just having one balcony sticking out of this wall. Where does the balcony have to be? Right smack in the middle. In other words, it's 19 tefachim high, so right smack in the middle would be 9.5 tefachim high. When you get to 9.5 tefachim high, you have a balcony sticking out, and you have a ladder coming down to the balcony. So therefore, you could walk up to the balcony. We look as if you're standing on the balcony. Now, from the balcony to the top of the wall, that's how much? Only 9.5 tefachim. That's less than 10 tefachim. So since you're less than 10 tefachim away from the mechitza, we don't consider this mechitza to be a mechitza, because halacha mechitza always has to be at least 10 tefachim. There has to be a division between you and the other part, 10 tefachim high. Now, when you get on top of this balcony, it's less than 10 tefachim to the top of the mechitza. So if it's only 19 tefachim high, the wall, it's possible to be matarit, to make a pesach, to go over it, just with one ziz, with one balcony sticking out. What about esrim? What about if the wall is 20 tefachim high? Then sorach shnei zizim latirim. Then no, then you have to have at least two balconies coming out. Because if one balcony is 10 tefachim, either off the ground or away from the top of the roof, the top of the mechitzah, then you have a good mechitzah in between you and the other chotzer. So you have to have then two balconies sticking out. Each one is less than 10 tefachim, either off the ground, less than 10 tefachim, and then the next one is also within 10 tefachim of the bottom balcony. Then standing on the top balcony, you're less than 10 tefachim away from the top of the mechitzah. So that's not considered like you have a mechitzah 10 tefachim dividing between you and over the wall. Because at all points you could be within 10 tefachim from the height of the wall. Omar Rav Chizda, Vushe Midon Zesh Leikeneged Zeh. That's how we say we have this wall that's 20 tefachim high. So in order to be mayit, to make like you have a pesach, you have a way to walk over the wall, saying you have to have two balconies sticking out. Now there can't be that the bottom balcony is right underneath the top balcony. Because if it's right underneath it, how do you get from the bottom balcony to the top balcony? You have to have a ladder going up. If you're right underneath it, you can't have a ladder there. So the top balcony has to be on the side a little bit away from the bottom balcony. Therefore, when you get up to the bottom balcony, you could put a ladder going slanty up to the top balcony. And that's the way you could walk up to the top balcony. The two balconies have to be a little bit spaced away from one to the other. So Drashi Tzorach, Drashi Zesh Leikeneged Zeh, Sheyuchol Lekvoya Sulam Sheni Mezelezeh. Because once good, the bottom balcony you walk up to, because you have a ladder attached to that from the ground. From the ground, you have a ladder going up. But how do you get from the second balcony, from the first balcony to the second balcony? You have to have another ladder. So there has to be a slant that the top balcony is a little bit more to the right, and the bottom one is a little more to the left, so that you can put a ladder going straight up. But if it will be mamish one underneath the other, you can't get a ladder to go straight up. Omar Rav Huna, Omod Rishus Rabin. You have like a platform in the Rishus Rabin. Kivoya Asoru, this platform is 10 tefachim high. The rochav arbo, and it's wide 4x4 tefachim. Is the loch on top of this platform? Is the rishus yochid? That's the shear to make a rishus yochid. 10 tefachim high, 4x4. That makes the top rishus yochid. Yeah. So Rashi, omad gevoya asor rishus rabim rochav dali rishus yochid who? It's called rishus yochid on the top of the platform. The yanoitu memenu. If somebody takes something off the platform and puts it in the rishus rabim, or else the yanoisein al gabov. If somebody picks up something from the Rishus Rabin and puts it on top of this platform, it's chayiv. It's an issur d'oraisa. Now, the Chiddush al Gemara is, what about the Gemara? V'noyetz po yeset kolshu. On top of the platform, you knock in one nail. A small nail could be. Is alocha miyatoi. Since the mokum where the nail is, it's not right to use anymore. So the Maisa, how much space can you use on top of the platform? At the beginning, it was exactly 4x4. You don't have any more 4x4 space to use. There's a mashu less. So it's not called Rishus Yochid anymore. You have to have at least 4x4 tefachim that could be used. That makes the Rishus Yochid. Here, since you put a peg on top of the platform, the makam of the peg you can't use, so maybe it's not a Rishus Yochid anymore. The Rashi says, V'yemnoyetz b'roisha yeset kol shu miyatoi l'roch b'y miyabor. U'bitloy mitzorot Rishus Yochid. You took away the shame Rishus Yochid on top of this platform. Because on top of the platform now, the tchila was exactly 4x4. But now that there's a peg sticking in there, that mokim you can't use. So the rest of it is less than 4x4. It's not a Rishus Yochid. We'll soon see here. Omar Ravada Baravom u'v'gvoya shloisha. This peg has to at least be 3 tefachim high. If the peg itself doesn't come up 3 tefachim, then it's like bottled to the platform, and it's command like as if you have 4 tefachim straight there. Trashub gvoya hayeset shloisha. Avulimena gvoya shloisha kegaga da'omet choshiv v'lemamayit. If the peg, this nail, does not stick up 3 tefachim, it's within 3 tefachim of the platform, it's like bottled to the platform, it's like part of it. That's called still you could use this whole platform. Even though this peg is less than 3 tefachim sticking up, still it takes it away the Rishus Yochid. Why? My timer, what's the svarim? Because lemaisa, even though you have a small peg sticking up out of this platform, but the mokum with the peg is, you can't use that mokum. So even though it's less than 3 tefachim, it's svarim, it should be bottom, but lemaisa, Rishus Yochid means it has to be usable 4 tefachim there. Here you can't use the 4 tefachim. There's one little part of it that's not usable. So it's not called, you have a mokum 4x4, it's not a Rishus Yochid. Rav Ashi Yomeno. He argues and says, no, even if this peg is 3 tefachim high, still it's called Rishus HaYochid. It's not Mamayat, it's in Rishus HaYochid here. My time, what's the svarim? Well, Esha de Toli Beimidi. So what if you have a take there? True, the rest of the platform here you use, you put your bundles down, you do something. What's the kasha? You have a peg sticking up in the middle, on the peg you can't use shovel with the other part. So what? But you'll put something on top of the peg. You'll hang something on top of the peg. So it's usable also. Therefore, on the whole top of the 4x4 on top of the platform is usable. It has two different types of tashmishim, true. The rest of the platform you can put things flat down on. Here you have a peg sticking up. On the peg, you'll have to hang something on it. But it's usable. So since it's usable, it's still called Rosh Hashanah. So that's Rav Ashi's svara, even if the peg is higher than 3 tzvachim, still it's usable. The Tolei Beimid, you can hang something on the peg, it's usable. Omale Rav Acha Brei the Rov Rav Ashi. She Rav Acha Brei the Rov Yis Rav Ashi. Shet Rav Ashi. What about the Mole Kula V'Yisaydis Mau? What about if the whole top of the platform had nails sticking out? There were pegs all along it. This is the top of the platform here. Yisayda all over, there are pegs sticking up. What's the halacha? Is that called usable or not called usable? Yes, Rashi says, Mole Kulavi say this, Lididoch, the Kash is according to you, the Amrit, Chatash Mishtahu, Vulei Memayit, you say this, Tuva, Vulei Memayit, you say this, and Vulei Memayit. You say no, since you could use, you can hang something on top, it's still called 4x4. What about you have a lot of them? Mai. Mi Amrina Kivud, Le Mishtamish by Reichiv La Reichivu. Maybe the svar is, if you only have one peg sticking up, so the rest of the mokum you could use. What are you asking? This one mokum to the peg is not usable? No, it's usable. You'll hang something on top of that. But where the whole platform is full of nails sticking up, maybe b'chal, that's not called usable at all. Omaleis, he answered back, Le shmila, chod yom Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yochanan had to say? Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush like this. Bor v'chulisa mitstarif liasara. If you have a bor, a ditch, and you dug down, and when you're digging down, you take the ground out of the bore and put it on top and make a rim around the bore. So he says the deepness of the ditch itself and the height of the mechitza coming up from the rim of the bore is mitzaref. That inside the bore could be Rosh Hashanah. Like it has to be deep down, you tvachim down. Let's say you only dug down 5 tvachim, but those 5 tvachim of dirt you threw on top, and on top now it's like coming up. So the mice are from the top part of the rim to the bottom part of the dish, there is 10 tefachim, it's with starf, it has a shem reshus yochit. Now Rabbi Yechon says another chiddush also, this lashon of bor, the ditch itself, v'chliyisa, and the dirt that's coming out of it, with starf, there's another, even though it says lasaron, there's another chiddush also, that to give it a shem reshus yochit, it has to also be wide, 4x4 tefachim. True, the ditch has to be deep, yud tefachim, but also has to be wide. Now let's say inside the bor itself it's only wide 3 tefachim, that's all. But the chulisa, the thickness of the rim on both sides of the bor is a tefach. It's also mitzaref. So if from this part of the rim to the other part of the rim is 4 tefachim, that's called the Rosh Hashanah. Even though inside the bor itself that you can go down is only 3 tefachim wide. But eos, the chulisa, the size, the rim of the bor is also mitzaref to the width of the ditch itself, and together it goes across 4x4, that's called Rosh Hashanah. That's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. That for the deepness it's mitzaref, and no adin for the width. To give it a din 4x4, you're mitzaref the rim of the bar with the hollow part of it also. So on this, the kasher is, why is it mitzaref? V'yamai holei mishtamish le, you can't use it. What can you use? Only inside the bor, you can put something in there, true. You'll store something inside the bor, but it's only 3 tefachim that's usable. You can't use the part of the rim. On the rim of the bor, you can't put anything in there. So why is it called mitzaref here? Ela mayas loch lemeim, what do you have to say? De monach midio mishtamish, that you can put a board straight across the bor. So come to say, if you have a board that's exactly 4 tefachim long, 4x4. If you put it down on top of the bor, it's geschmack, that it doesn't seep in, because this side is on the rim here, and the other side reaches the other side of the rim. So if you put a straight flat board across the bor, you could be mishtamish on top of the board. That's also called a tashmish. That's cool, there's a mokum here, 4x4, that could be used. Even though the hole and the rim can't be used the way it is, but if you put a board straight across, on top of the board, you could use it. So the exact same svar applies here also. When you have this platform that comes up nails all over it, so what? Know what you do? Take a flat board and put it on top of the nails, and now on top of the board, again, you can be mishtamish. So it's still called Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow, v'yamai holei mishtamish, The manach midi, you put a board on top of this boar, on top of the ditch, umishtamish, and then you could use the top of it. It's hochinam, the same sfar goes here by this platform that has pegs sticking up. The manach midi, you put a board on top of the pegs, umishtamish, and then you could go and use the board. You could use it. So mail is still called Rishus HaYochid. To see Rashi, the first one of the big lines here. Rashi, the middle one. V'yamai, ha've'gagod d'chuyi Rishus HaYochid. Why do we say the top of the rim of the bor is called Rishus HaYochid? Holoi chozi abodi dey l'tashmish v'fnei achlau shumehen. It's fakir. Usually if you want to put something, you put something on the rim of the bor. So how wide is the rim itself? Mamash tefach, nothing. You get four tefachim with the air in between. But the chur of the air in the bor, you can't be mishamish, you can't use. You can put something on top of the rim of the bor. So what's usable is only one tefach. So why do we say it's called Rishus HaYochid? You don't have something usable for tefachim. So Rashi Elo Mayis Lach LeMeimer, the monach midi, could go in daft, you put a board straight across on top of the ditch. Oy even al piyo mishdamish, or else put a stone on top of it, and then you could use on top of the thing. His hachinami, the monech dafar bo, you put a board for, oy shoytech beged ala yisaydis, so mishdamish Allah benachas, stretch out a piece of material on top of these pegs, and you have a flat piece that's 4x4, gishmakti could use it. So therefore it's still called Rishus HaYochid. And that's halacha like that. Even though you put pegs there, it doesn't take away the din Rishus HaYochid. Because you could always usable, you could put something on top of the pegs and use it. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Koisel asorah. If you have a wall, 10 tvachim high. Tzorech sulem arbo osa latiroi. If you want to make it, we're saying now, if you have a wall, let's say again, between two chutzers. You have one chutz on this side, a chutz on the other side. You can't make an Erev straight across, but since you have a mechitza dividing, you're two separate reshuyas. What about if you put a ladder there? We say if the ladder is wide, four tvachim, and you could climb up the wall, so then it's called like a pesach. Since you can climb up the ladder, we don't look as if there's a mechitza there. Because there's a pesach, there's a way to get over this wall, and on the other side also you have a ladder coming down. If it goes straight through, it's called a pesach. So he's saying a chiddush. How tall does this ladder have to be? It has to be 14 tvachim high. That's how tall the ladder has to be. Latiroi. So Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi says, Sulam arbosa, shetzorach limshach raglei hasulam arbo min hakoisel. Now that's like twice the picture here. You have the wall going straight up and you have the ladder on the side. The ladder has to be slanty, that on the bottom of the ladder to the wall is the way for tvachim. So since it's the way for tvachim, therefore Rashi cheshbins as the ladder has to be 14 tvachim high. Mashma, the wall itself is 10 tvachim high, and you're going away 4 tvachim. So together it's 14. I'll tell you this, that cheshbon doesn't stim. Because you do, if you go slanty, you don't have to have no 14 here. You'll have to have maybe, so he says, Hushia lachsen shall yudal yud, cholam te bruba amtav, or trey chum shall lachsen. You're much less. Now we have that the diagonal of something is only 1 2/5. So you need much less than 14. Therefore, Tais says the pshat is that the ladder has to be 10 tfachim away. The bottom where the ladder from the wall is 10 tfachim away. Now, if you have a diagonal of 10 tfachim to get up 10 tfachim, then it comes a very good 14. Then the ladder has to be 14 in order to have a nice slant that the bottom of the ladder is 10 tfachim away from the ladder and is going up 10 tfachim. So the alachsun then, the diagonal of 10 by 10 is 1 2/5 more. So 2/5 times 10, that's 25, that's another 4. So that's 14, comes out very good. 14, if you the diagonal of a square, 10 by 10, the diagonal would be 14. That's what Tzai does in the Gemara. That you have to have the ladder 14 tefachim high, because it has to be a nice, no, it has to be easy to walk up the ladder. If it's too steep, the old is hard to walk up the ladder. You're afraid you'll fall down. That's not called a good pesach. So the ladder has to be nice and not so steep. Has to be away, 10 tefachim away. So it goes up nice and gradually it goes up. So that's called easy to walk up there. That's the first one. That's the Yehudi sheet. That's the Yehudi sheet. The Yehudi Amashmuel. Fight Rabbi Yosef Omar Afilu Shleish Yosef Umashu. No, doesn't have to be such a big slant. A little less of a slant. 13 in Amashu is enough. Abaye Omar Afilu Echad Oser Umashu. Even 11 in Amashu is enough. Hey, the slant has to be even a little bit less. It's still called a good Pesach. Abia could climb up the top of the roof. That's called a good Pesach. Rafun the bread of Yeshua, even a bigger Kiddush, and we pass like this. Afilo shivo mashu. No, even if the ladder is only 7 tfachim and a mashu tall, still it could be a good Pesach. In other words, he holds Omar Rav, and in the, what's the Hezber? Well, Omar Rav, Sulam Zokif Mamayit. The Hezber is, this is, Rav Huna Bred of Yeshua is saying this. Omar Filu Shiva Mashu. Because even though the ladder is Mamma Zokif, going straight up, in other words, you have a wall that's 10 tfachim high, and you have your ladder going straight up, it's Zokif straight up. Now, if it's 7 and a little bit high, so that's called like it gets to within lovage from the top of the mechitza, that's called you have a Pesach going up to the top of the mechitza. So even though it's mamma zokov and it's hard to walk up that way, that's still called a Pesach. The other ones say no. If the ladder is straight up, it's too steep to walk up, it's hard. That's not called a Pesach. He holds no. Habi could walk up to, even though it's very steep, still it's called a Pesach. Now, Omar Rav, so Rav is the one that says this Kiddush, that Sulam Zokof Memayit. If you have a ladder going straight up, it's going straight up to on the wall, it's not slanty at all, still it's Memayit, still it's called a Pesach. Zok the Gemara, like he was Makabo this from his Rebbe, it's called the Gemara, I learned this. V'lo Yadana my timer, but I don't understand really what the time is, because Lamaise, it's hard to walk up, it's very steep to walk up, it's not called a good Pesach. So the time he doesn't understand why, just it's a Gemara. The Rashi says, Shematim Rabbi, I heard this from my Rebbeim. The time of Layadana, do they know Yechlalas? I don't understand what the time is, because it's not so easy to walk up there. So the time I don't understand, but that's what he heard. Omar Shmuel, for Layoda Abba time was, Shmuel says, why? You don't know. Like he called Rav a Loshan like his father. For Layoda Abba time, you Rav, you don't know the time. For Layoda Abba time of Hanusa, you don't know the time of this other reasoning here. I'll tell you immediately, heavy eats the book. Agabi Yitzhabu, it's like we had before. One platform on top of another platform. So you could go straight up, even though it's a steep going up, still it's Mamayit. Trash immediately have a Yitzhabu, Agabi Yitzhabu. Shemuchubonos, we are merely yelled the Mamayitin. There was a Kamamish one next to another. You have a bottom platform, and then that goes straight up to another platform. And if on the top platform, it's Rochav Dalid by Dalid, and standing there, you're less than Yutfachim away from the roof, that's called a Mit. You see, even though it's pretty steep, so what? As long as a person could get up there, you could walk up there through the ladder, that's enough to be mayit. Doesn't have to be slanty. Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Chiya, they call them Sheva Bovel. The big palm trees, the wood that comes out of the palm trees of Bovel, Einam Tzrichim Kva. If you have them here, to be mayit this wood, it doesn't have to be a Kva. So Trashi, they call them Sheva Bovel. Piskei the kolim shabovel. You have pieces of wood from the big palm trees in Bovel. Shenicham stomach lekoisel amaytoy. You put these wood right next to the wall to mamayit, in order to make it like a ladder there. You could stand on top of the piece of the wood here, and when you're standing on top of the wood, you could reach the top of the koisel. So maybe it's called like a pesach there. Is the ensorach lekoisel bekarkum. These pieces of wood, you don't have to stick into the ground like we had before. Before we had the klal is anything that you just pick up and take away is not called a miyut. If you just put a chair next to the wall, so even though when you're on top of the chair you can reach the top of the wall, but since you could just move the chair away, that's not called a miyut. Now he's saying these pieces of wood of the column of Bovum are very heavy pieces of wood. So therefore just putting them down is called like a kriyas. Einam tzrichim kva, you don't have to stick it into the ground. My timer, why not? Since they're very heavy pieces of wood, once you put them down next to the wall, it's not practical to move them away so easy. So therefore we say it's going to stay there the whole Shabbos, and that's called a good meat. Same thing. The ladders that are made in Bovel also don't need a kva. Because even though it's a regular ladder, and you didn't cement it into the ground, you just have it now against the wall, so nice it could be taken away on Shabbos, we don't consider that something that's metaltal. We're some the same svara. Because since it's heavy, so once you put it down, it's not practical to move it away. So even a ladder also is kaveya by itself, even though it's not cemented in. My time, what's the reasoning? Kvetum kevosin, same thing. Since the wood, they use good wood in Bovel, so the wood is very heavy, the ladders are also very heavy. You're kaveya mokum. So the more man diyomasul, the one that says a svara by a ladder, is kol shchein the kolum. Avada, the raw wood itself, is much heavier. of a man the yam of the column, the one that says only the decal, only the real palm trees itself, the wood itself, if you put that along the wall in order to be able to climb up the wood, that's kveil mokum, that's very heavy. But ladders, they're not that heavy a ladder. A ladder is something that's metalful because it's like hollow already. All a ladder is, you just have planks going across and two pieces of wood going up. It's not like real solid pieces of wood. Therefore, a ladder is not so heavy. It's not kaveya. Marboyim and Rabbi Yosef and Rabba. Sula mikan the kashin biemza. Now we're saying when you have this wall here, so it divides up two chatzerim. If you want to be able to make an Erev Chatzera together, you have to have a Pesach, a means of climbing over the wall to get into the other thing. So saying now so far, if you have a ladder to climb up the wall, it's good, that's called the Pesach. Now how wide does the ladder have to be? It has to be wide, 4 tefachim. That's always the shear of a Pesach. Any opening has to at least be 4 tefachim wide. It's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not wide enough to go through, it's not called a Pesach. Now these ladders you have are very thin ladders. Each ladder by itself is maybe only a tefach wide. So what you do is you put one ladder here and one ladder here. And in between you'll tie strings across, little strings across. So together now with the strings, it looks like the ladder is 4 tefachim wide. Is that good enough? If the actual ladder itself is only one tefach here and one tefach here. And in between you use strings, some across. Is that good enough? The lachan is, Sula mikan, you have a small ladder on one side. Vesula mikan, another small ladder on the other side. The kashin biemtza, stam poshet a straw in between. Mahu, is that called a good ladder to give it a shem Pesach now? Omalei, no, ein kaf or regal erlu ben. The regal, you can't walk up. Notice the lemaisa, when you walk up a ladder, usually you know you put your feet in the middle of the ladder. That's usually there with the climb up a ladder. They use the middle part of the ladder. Here, the middle part of the ladder has cushion, has straw. You walk up a straw, you'll fall straight down. So nice, you can't walk up on the straw. That's not called a good sulam. That's not mitarf, it's not called a good pesach. Ain't ka for regal, your foot can't walk up this type of a ladder. What about faket? Kashin mikan v'kashin mikan. V'sulam v'yemtzam. You have a small ladder, 2 tefachim wide in the middle. And on both sides now you have strings sticking out, and then you'll have another rope going up on both sides. So the ma'aseh, the string is strong enough to hold your balance. Maybe you won't fall off it. Where do you put your feet though? On the ladder itself. That's taka kosher. That's good. What about sula? Kashin mikan, the kashin mikan. On both sides you have the strings. V'sulam v'yemtza. In the middle you have the small ladder. Mau, or malei, he answered back. Harei kafa regalei lebem. This is taka good. Since when you go up a ladder, usually you put your feet in the middle of the ladder. So here, your feet is going to go up the ladder, that's good. And you have rope on both sides to hold your balance, so that's considered like a good Pesach. The nice fourth tefachim here is something helping you go up. That's called a wide enough Pesach. The bottom Rashi, Harekaf HaRegaloylam, Bisulam, your feet could go up on the ladder itself. Now the string here, but Kopanim is strong enough to get a good grasp. You won't lose your balance for him. For Allah's Masulim, you go up the ladder. So that's cool. You have now here a ladder that's 4 tefachim wide, and the Maisa, you could use this ladder. So the Gemara. What about Chokach Lahashlim Bekoisil Bekama? Chokach Lahashlim Bekoisil Bekama.